Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome. Welcome, everyone. I am your host, and yes, I am your producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We have prepared for you evening, and it's the weekend, and you're asking, Liz, what's going on? It's the weekend. I thought your shows were more Monday to Friday. Well, we have to open up the weekends. We have been getting so many requests to be here in Toronto, Canada, with us all over the world. Yes, you heard it right, all over the world. We have guests. Right now, we've been listening in Australia, in South America, Central America, Jamaica, Netherlands, here through our beautiful provinces, and the states, Los Angeles. This is where our guests are from. Guests, I got two wonderful, beautiful ladies on the line right now, and if you're looking at the pictures, I'm not lying. They're gorgeous, gorgeous ladies that are going to be talking about what they love to do, about a TV show, and my goodness, I'm so excited and pumped up to talk about them. We also be enlisted in Kansas and D.C., a huge following in New York, Long Island, Italy, in Europe. Yes, we are being listening in Italy, Turkey, and huge following. Lately, we've been getting a lot of requests from England. So a big kiss to everyone. And thank you so much for your support. And thank you so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show and being part of this network. If you're interested in being on the Lizzie T Radio Show, please do not hesitate. Contact us. My email is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy. Radio@lizt.ca, CA for Canada. And we have revamped our website. And we have a form if you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show. There's a form right there. Fill it out. And my VA and I will be happy to accommodate. Hopefully we're a good fit for each other. And, yes, I'd love to have you here from anywhere in the world where you are. And we have, you know, I love interacting. And if you have a question for me or my guest, please do not hesitate. Don't be shy. Call us in or post your questions right on my fan page. My fan page is open. My chat line is open. And, yeah, just write your question. Blog Talk Radio is right on Facebook / Lizzie T Radio. And I will be mentioning my sponsors. I have to, because without you, this show could not be possible. Thank you so much, everyone, for sponsoring the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are being sponsored right now by CNC Financial. If you're looking for a financial makeover for your business, contact cncfinancial.com. Also, we'll be sponsored by bookaroom.com. The website is bookaroom.com. And our latest sponsor is by author J.A. Jackson with an amazing book. It's called The Grand Hotel, and you can find the book in Amazon.com. Also, we'll be sponsored by Columbia Fashion, Columbia Fashion One. In Facebook, contact Lizette, and they're the one who are dressing on the Lizzie T Radio Show. If you're in the Toronto area and if you want to be in the Lizzie T Radio Show here in our home studio, we're being videotaped, and every time the Lizzie T wears clothing are from Columbia Fashion. Also, we're being sponsored by JNLT Photography. Give John a call at 647-955-0298. And last but not least, we're being sponsored by Landvada.com. is a Canadian company which has most natural and organic ingredients for oil and cleansing and shampoos and amazing organic products. So the website is Landvada.com. In the news, My goodness, I am so proud to be a Canadian. And we, as I mentioned to you before and yesterday and the day before yesterday, I wasn't a huge hockey fan, but my goodness, you have to look at and watch the games. A lot of people in Canada were up at 7 o'clock in the morning, and the bars are open at 7 o'clock in the morning so you can commemorate and cheer and be with those amazing hockey players. And, hey, we got the call. Go Canada, go. Thank you so much. And we are taking our hats and saluting all those amazing players that did their best to bring gold to Canada. Well, with all my housekeeping and everything is taken care of, I don't want to keep my wonderful, beautiful guests waiting on the other line. And again, they're all from LA, and I'm so jealous. We've been having such a horrible and windy weekend, and I bet they're nice and warm and cozy in LA. But before I bring them on, I have a little bio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Kelly Hopkinson. Kelly is with The Shady Bunch. The Shady Bunch is a web series in the making. The Shady Bunch is about three shades of female friendship, throwing shade, catching shade, and just plain shadiness. Series is best described as dreamy and female who are lovable, complex, and tricky characters. The story will follow Zoe Morgan, played as Kelly Hopkinson, Sabrina Richardson Roberts, played by Andrea Meskel, and Kelly Hopkinson, played by Michelle Dukas, as they find themselves suddenly through an outrageous, difficulty, hilarious, and crazy blended female friendship. They're extremely blessed to have Richard Lyons on board as their director. Richard Lyons has coached Academy Award winner Jennifer Hudson, Dreamy Girls, Academy Award nominee Queen Latifah, Joyful Noise, Hairsprayed, and Beauty Shop, as he has directed several network shows, and now he is directing The Shady Bunch.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
And now, welcome Kelly Hopkinson, everyone. Hello, 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 Kelly and Michelle there on the line. Welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you ladies today?
Excellent.
I'm wonderful.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much for being here, part of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Thank you so much for being part of the Nest Network and talking about what you guys love to do. So, Kelly, I wanted to start with you. And for the ones who don't know you, and you've been listened, and not to put you guys on the spot, you've been listening all over the world, and this is a great thing. So, a little bit of background, Kelly. So, who is Kelly? Is she a girlfriend? Is she a mother? Is she a wife? And then, can you, Michelle, talk a little bit about yourself, not to make it too personal, but just to have a little bit of background?
Sure. I am Kelly Hopkins, and I'm actually originally from Nottingham, Maryland, and I started my career as an actress in New York City. I did modeling, and then I did some independent films, and then shortly after that, I moved out to Los Angeles, and I started doing a little independent films out in Los Angeles as well. And then I decided to come up with my own production company because I wanted to be able to kind of guide my own career. And it's such a great time now, if you are an aspiring actress, to actually create your own, because that's what the industry is about now, really creating your own projects and putting things out there and, you know, pretty much getting a following. So That's
awesome.
That's who I am. Yeah.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Okay. Hi. Hello, everyone. I'm Michelle Dukas, and I have a similar history to Kelly, except I was born in Texas, and my dad was in the military, so I moved around quite a bit. And so I just always loved life, loved culture, loved people. I did end up in New York, and ended up in New York going to law school, no less. But after that, I was in the arts, but then I left. You know, I've danced, I've paint, I do just an artistic type person, but I did leave for a bit. So after I realized law is probably not where I needed to be, I did come back to acting and was, you know, just pursuing short films, plays, indie films, different things like that. And I also made the jump to LA to continue to pursue commercials, films and such, television as well. And so that's pretty much what I'm doing now, and I continue to do that. I kind of jumped on board with this project because I do have some of the legal background, and so that was kind of how I was able to help out and give Callie the support to get this going.
Fantastic. So, Kelly, let's talk about the day that you thought of this, and let's go back a little bit and think, I have this idea. Can you take us back and talk about what made you start this concept, this project, this idea?
Sure. It's Callie. I can answer that. Basically, I thought about, as you said, you know, asking if we're a wife or a mother. Something I thought about was that basically, you know, some people will never be a wife, some people will never be a mother or grandmother, but everyone will be a friend. So we actually came up with this because in life we've all had a childhood friend, and then we've all had to possibly deal with the challenges of what happens when you become an adult and that friendship is tested because that childhood friend gets another friend. So we thought it would be very interesting to do a story based on that and show how, you know, how the women survive when that friendship is tested with a new friend. So it's something that everybody can relate to. So that's the reason that we thought of something like this, because it's very relatable.
Right, right. So exactly. I mean, I have links, by the way, on my fan page of your website, and also I will add a YouTube that you Kelly did. But what exactly, for the listeners that I don't know very much, what exactly is the Shady Bunch?
It's about the three shades of female friendships, as I said, which is, as it says, throwing shade, catching shade, and just being shady. These are the weapons that women use to survive when they feel tested. So that's what we're showing. Michelle, did you want to ask?
I love it. And Michelle, do you know why the name? Why did you guys decide to come up with that name?
Shady Bunch. Well, it's a play on, the Brady Bunch. But when you really think about it, it was a blended family, and that's essentially what we are. We're a blended family of friends. And the issues that you go through with, you know, whether or not we as women, we as friends, are we getting enough attention? Do we feel slighted? Do we feel, you know, that we're important enough? You know, just different things like that we all go through as not even just women, but as people, you know, and our friendships that we develop in life. So
awesome. So Kelly or Michelle, what do you expect from the Shady Bunch? What will people expect to see? Do you have any big plans for it? When we watch this, what do you expect people to see from Shady?
I think people will see a glimpse of themselves and basically how they, you know, how friendships can change. And actually how people find their place, because, you know, a certain character is going to find her voice within this.
Right.
And you'll get a chance to see someone who's going to grow, who's actually been slighted by their friends a lot, who's been taken advantage of a lot, but this particular character is going to find himself. Everyone is going to find themselves within these friendships, you know, and friendships change, and we have to accept the fact that friendships will change. And I think that people will actually possibly learn how to be a better friend and also learn to accept themselves and know that they don't have to be perfect and there is no perfect friendship. I think that's something that they'll also take away from, that there's no perfect or even ideal friendship, that we are who we are.
That's awesome. Now, I noticed that you're being directed by somebody pretty amazing, Richard Lyons. My goodness, how that came to be. Congratulations, by the way, for having somebody helping you direct the Shady Band. Can you talk about that? How did you ended up hooking up and getting in contact with this amazing director?
Michelle, do you want to answer that or? Hello?
Go ahead, Kali.
Oh, well, basically, someone else in the project had mentioned him, and I sent him the script, and he loved the idea of it. He thought it was
awesome.
A great concept, and he really fell in love with the story. So it was just one of those things. I believe that, you know, the universe is very kind to those who follow their personal destiny. I believe that. So he saw it, and he really loved it. So the rest is, as they say, history.
Awesome. Congratulations. This is a really great accomplishment. And here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we are so supportive. We are 150% supportive. And whenever you come on air, I will be linking the information here at the Lizzie T Radio Show fan page and also on my website. Kelly, I do not want to forget, or Michelle, where can people find you? This is what the Lizzie T Radio Show is all about, to be able to promote people like yourself. I want to make sure that the world knows your website, email, or phone number. And
cool.
I want also to ask you to talk about, you have some, you're asking for donations. So two questions. Can you give your information and also how can people help to your cause, to your project?
Sure. We're running an Indiegogo campaign. And basically, if you donate, you can go to Indiegogo and you can type in the Shady Bunch. And then by doing that, you can go on and donate as little as $1, and you could donate, you know, that's the minimum $1. And by helping us, that's going to help us to get any type of production cost. That's basically what we are using all the funds for, to pay for production costs so we can finish the project. And then we have our Facebook page, which is the Shady Bunch TV. We also have Twitter, which is the Shady Bunch TV also. And we have a website, which is www.watchtheshadybunch.com. And if you go to YouTube, you can type in Baby Bear Entertainment or just, you know, the Shady Bunch, and then you can see our promo. But if you go to the website, you'll be able to see the schedule once we are finished shooting of when we'll start showing the episodes. So the
awesome.
Easiest way to keep an update of what we're doing is, you know, through our website. And also through our fan page on Facebook.
And the website, ladies and gentlemen, is watchtheshadybunch.com. Again, I will have right on my fan page, and I actually have it right now. And if you are listening to us live, we are live with Kelly and Michelle from the Shady Bunch. And I'm so looking forward to have this episode launch. And I'm happy and honored that Kelly and Michelle have chosen the Lizzie T Radio Show to promote this amazing project. So, Michelle or Kelly, what do you foresee yourself? How do you see you guys with this project in the next year, in the next 2 years? What, and again, that's what the Lizzie T Radio Show is all about. Tell us who you are, what you guys do, contact info, which did an amazing job. What is new or what do you foresee yourself doing in the future?
I would love to see this go to network TV. That's what I would love to see happen. I would love for them to want to bring this to the networks. I think it's a great concept. I think it's a great story that people will really relate and, again, be really invested in. I could see it. I could see people all over deciding that they're my character, that they're, you know, the other character. I see it. That I see it really being a huge, huge show.
And here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, again, we are more than 50% supportive of your project. Kelly, I can hear in your voice and I can hear the passion of this project. This is your big dream. This is I can tell this is your baby. And by watching you on YouTube, I know that you have your heart and soul in this project, and we wish you the greatest success. And when somebody has a dream and somebody is looking forward to something, has worked hard, and I can tell you are working very hard towards this dream,
Yes. You
are definitely a winner. And on that note, I ask all my guests this question, and you're not going to be the exception. if somebody is listening to us right now and they have a dream of, whether it's, in your case, a project with this show, this TV show, or they're a singer, or they're a writer, or they have an idea of a business, what would you advise to my listeners? What would you say to them to keep going, to keep that dream, to pursue? I mean, I love to hear from you your words of inspiration, and I know that you're using that to keep yourself going.
I would say to do it, because if you have an idea and it's something positive, it's something that you should pursue. So I believe that every little step that you take, I believe that it's going to actually get you to where you really belong. But I don't think that you should just keep thinking about it. Should you do it? If you're thinking about it and it's something positive, yes, you should definitely do it, because that's why you're thinking of it, because you are supposed to do whatever that is you're thinking about that's positive. That's what I believe.
Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and for, again, using the Lizzie T Radio Show as a venue to promote your amazing project and your network. And, again, we wish you all the greatest success. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the website, and I'm going to let Kelly say it for you to if actually, if people are thinking of casting for your show, are they able to contact you for that purpose as well?
Yes, exactly. We're actually looking for a leading man for the part of Derry. So we actually did casting yesterday. So if they want to contact me regarding casting, they can contact me at Callie@babybearentertainment.com, and then I'll give them more information about casting. And if they just want to go to the website, it's www.watchtheshadybunch.com. And to donate, they can go to Indiegogo.com and type in The Shady Bunch, and they can, you know, donate that way.
Fantastic. So, hey, if you're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show, if you just tuned in, we have two amazing, gorgeous ladies of a group of three ladies. We're missing one that is promoting this amazing project. And if you have mentioned, or if you mentioned that you heard of them here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, hey, I will be more than happy and honored. My job is done. This is the purpose I do this show, because I wanted to support people like Kelly, like Michelle, and when I see them big, I had a little bit of contribution to that project. Kelly, I want to thank you so much for being here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. Late at night is 11. I don't know what time is in L.A., and thank you so much for sharing this with us and being here. Any last words, ladies?
I am really excited, and I appreciate you really letting us come on to talk about our project. It just warms our heart that you are supporting us in that way, and I'm just really excited, and I'm really, really thrilled and excited to come on your show. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Michelle, any last words?
I just wanted to say thank you as well. I really enjoyed the questions. It's a great format. So just staying excited and keep, you know, just trying to keep working and you know, and hopefully being the light that I've always thought I was. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Kelly. It was pleasure and an honor having you ladies here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. And again, I will be repeating this show, and if you would like to have this recording, I will be sending it to you. And again, my email is radio@lizt.ca. If you have any questions for me or later on Kelly, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you so much, ladies, and make it a fantastic evening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. And that was great. Oh, my goodness, what a project. What an amazing show. And I am so honored, again, that they had chosen the Lizzie T Radio Show to talk about this this product and this project. Next up, as you know, we have a musical section here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, and we have chosen submission coincidentally enough, it's from also from LA, and it's an MP3 sent us by the group called Tristeus, and we are here on our that they're playing their show, their song here at our show. So the song is called Less Dance, and I hope you enjoy it. I'll be right back after the song. That was Tristeus with Let's Dance. And I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'm hoping that you had fun with us. And this evening is February the 23rd, and we're here live recording a show. And with the Shady Bench, we had Michelle and Kelly. Kelly is the producer and the one who came up with this amazing idea. So thank you so much for listening, everyone. We will be back on Tuesday with another live guest, a fantastic show, a guest all the way from the States. Again, Americans love us. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm the host and the producer of the Lizzie T. Radio Show. Mwah, everyone, and make it a fantastic day. This is your host and the producer of the Lizzie T. Radio Show. Bye-bye for now.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.